Although this is only the third session on the sexual intimacy course, I really feel we've made excellent progress. Do you remember how nervous you were at the start? It took a while to overcome those initial anxieties and reservations, but we got there, didn't we? I now feel that you're very comfortable in my company. And that's allowed us to cover a lot of erotic territory. It was impressive how soon your initial reticence was replaced with a willingness and eagerness, even to reveal intimate details of your sexual biography. I think we made particular progress when we talked about your masturbatory practices and how much of the erotic material you use for your masturbation involves nurturing and caring and voluptuous women. Yes. What phrase did you use to describe the experience you fantasize about? I'll just check my notes. Ah, here it is. Sexualized nurturing. Sexualized nurturing. A very evocative phrase. And it was such a breakthrough when you agreed to show me the kind of porn which particularly appeals to you. Although those pictures and videos of nurturing, caring mommy doms with their full breasts, generous bottoms, and friendly smiles. And I was intrigued when you let me listen to your favorite audio porn. It seems to trigger a powerful response, doesn't it? I guess it can be a little more intimate than visual porn. Having those, I won't say naughty women, that implies some sort of moral judgment. Having the voices of those sexually uninhibited and giving women accompanying you in your fantasies, being there for you when you experience the release of orgasm. It must be delicious for you. It was so brave of you to tell me how aroused you become while masturbating to such material. And when you described the intense feelings of excitement you experience as your orgasm builds, and the exquisite feelings of pleasure as you ejaculate. I knew we were close to sharing complete mutual trust. And then we talked about your sexual history in real life, as it were, and it seems that you've never really mentioned your interest in sexualized nurturing to any of your partners. And we established that was because you felt you've never reached the level of intimacy in a relationship that would allow for the subject to be tackled. And that was why you sought out my services. So you could learn how to make such a strong connection with a partner that you could talk to her about your deepest desires and act on them. In the next stage of the course, we'll be exploring the techniques needed to build an intimate rapport with a sexual partner, and this will involve sexual role-playing. But before that, there's one more thing we need to do in relation to client-therapist trust. As I said, discussing your masturbatory practices and sexual fantasies has taken a very close to the level of trust needed to proceed. But in order to make sure there is absolutely no vestige of uncertainty or awkwardness between us, I recommend we have sexual intercourse. Is that acceptable to you? Good. A mutually satisfying sexual encounter at this stage of the course does wonders for morale and motivation and breaks down a remaining barrier in the client-therapist relationship. Okay, then, we need to use the treatment couch for the procedure. We'll take off our shoes, but there's no need to undress yet. Although, I am going to undo the button on my blouse. That's it. Hop onto the couch, and we'll lie face to face. Move in a bit closer. And I'm going to initiate sexual activity by gently kissing you on the lips. And now, more forcefully, opening my mouth slightly, and I want you to kiss me back. Yes. I feel the levels of mutual trust increasing as you kiss my mouth and my neck. And as we kiss, I want you to put your hand inside my blouse and start to caress my large, heavy breast. That's it. It's in a front opening bra. I'll undo the clasp. There we go. Full access. And while you're enjoying my breasts, I am going to undo your belt and ease your pants down over your hips and now your underwear. It's very gratifying from a professional perspective to see that you've already have a very strong and very usable erection just from kissing and touching my breasts. And I have to tell you, in a spirit of therapeutic openness, that my levels of arousal are building very quickly too. Oh yes. Especially when you start kissing and nuzzling my breasts like that. That's it. Latch onto the nipple. I know that suckling a large-breasted woman is profoundly exciting for you, given your sexualized, nurturing kink. And I'm here to validate that kink. I want to encourage and develop it. And my full, soft breasts are certainly of help in that respect. Moving closer, I want to feel your hard penis pressed up against my tummy. Here, let me wiggle out of this skirt. That's it. As you suck and nuzzle, I want you to reach over and grab my ass. Oh, yes. Pull me closer. Slip your hand down the back of my panties. Massage my warm, smooth, generous cheeks. They're such a turn-on for you, aren't they? I can feel your penis growing even harder as you toy with my juicy ass. Many of those nurturing women you fantasize about and masturbate to have delicious asses like mine, don't they? Oh, yes. That's lovely when you run your fingers down the smooth furrow between my cheeks and over my asshole and down to my pussy. Oh, God. Feel how wet my pussy is. You're making me want to grind into your hand, onto your thigh. Press your hard hand into me, into my ass flesh, into my pussy. Cut my ass and my pussy from below with your strong hand. Oh, that's extremely stimulating, especially when you press and jiggle my cheeks like that, and when you fucking finger slides into my pussy, then move to my engorged clitoris. Oh God, that feels so nice. My hips are making involuntary thrusting motions. My body is telling me that we should move to the next part of the mutual trust exercise. Now, full penetrative sex is what's next. We need to be naked for this. So, I'm just going to slip my skirt off and my panties. What's the matter? You need to be naked too. Oh, you just want to admire my body for a moment? Of course. I know from our discussions about masturbation that visual stimulus is important for you. How would you like me to pose? On my hands and knees, with my ass facing you? Like this? I think this view of my generous, womanly bottom should keep you stimulated while you undress. Also, this is proof of how dedicated I am to developing a respectful working relationship with you. For a woman to expose herself like this is such an intimate act. Would you like to masturbate to me for a while? There's some lube in the desk drawer. That's it. You can use one hand to masturbate and the other to caress my ass and pussy. Use the lube on my ass, too, if you like. That really does feel nice. so smooth and slippery. It is nice for you, too. Are you building up to a powerful sexual release? The stronger our orgasms are, the more successful our therapeutic breakthrough will be. And it certainly feels like I'm building up to a strong orgasm. Feeling your hand on my slippery ass. Your fingers sliding into my pussy again. Knowing you're masturbating to me. It's making me unbearably aroused. Oh, yes. I need to come. We both need to come. I'm going to lie on my back, and I want you to position yourself above me. Like that. And, oh God, I can feel the head of your penis against my vulva. That's it. Gently slide the head along my pussy lips. Then push into me. Push into me. Oh God, I'm opening up to you. I'm so wet for you. And you're so hard for me. This indicates high levels of mutual trust. But before you start thrusting, I want you to try something to cement the bond between us. I want you to hold my gaze as you penetrate me as deeply as you can. That's it. Fuck. Press into me. Press into me as hard as you can, and look at me, look into my eyes. I want us to be mindful of the pleasure we're giving each other as we build to our orgasm. Oh God, this is such a beautiful moment of trust. I don't want it to end. Oh, but it must. True sexual intimacy comes from sharing the ecstasy of the orgasm, the joy of coming. We need to come together. Push. Don't let go. Keep staring. Look into me. Feel me. Fuck. Climax with me. hold back any longer. And, judging by your breath, neither can you. I need you to fuck me. Oh, fuck. So fucking hard. Do it again. Fuck me harder. As hard as you need. That's it. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good. Fucking me. Seeking out your pleasure. Are you going to come? Huh? Are you going to come in me? I'm gonna wrap my legs around you. Press you closer. Fuck. That's it. Kiss my breasts. Kiss my mouth. Oh, God, you're reaching. Underneath me and holding my ass, pulling me towards you and fucking so hard into me. Does it feel nice to hold my ass like that? Is that helping you to come? Oh, fuck. That's it. Use the fucking feel of my ass cheeks in your hands to help you come. That's all that matters now. Coming. Coming together. Oh, gosh. I think it's happening. I'm so wet. My juices are running down my ass crack onto the couch. You're so fucking me so hard. It's feeling so good. I'm going to come again. Come with me. Come in me. Let's come together. Let's do it together now. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. Come in me. Kiss me while you ejaculate. Kiss me. Yeah, I can feel you coming inside me. Oh, fuck. Come inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. That is so fucking good. That was heavenly. Now, let's just lie here for a while. We don't need to move yet. We can even sleep if you'd like. I'll just pull this blanket over us. Let's rest together, knowing that we've achieved full intimacy and that the course can proceed to the next stage.